This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NFL season is inching closer and closer. Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders in 2020? We have four downs to figure out your team's future. It's time now for First and Goal on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, today we preview the Tennessee Titans. We do so with former Arizona Cardinals head coach, former Tennessee Titans linebackers coach, now a radio analyst for the Titans, and that's Dave McGinnis. Coach, appreciate you doing this. Hope all is well. And when we look at Tennessee right out of the gate, they surprised a lot of people last year. I was optimistic about them going into the season. I didn't think they would get to an AFC championship game, though. How do you think they will look after the success that they had last year with now nobody sleeping on Tennessee?
Yeah, Zach, it's great to hear from you, brother. You know, this was a fun team last year. And really, this football team under Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, you know, with owner Amy Adams Strumpf, they showed a lot of grit last year. I coached in this league for 31 years, and I know what a roller coaster ride a National Football League season can be. And when you start off 2-4, you put yourself in a hole anyway. And four of those losses, you know, they were big AFC losses. So they were in a huge hole. And Mike Vrabel made one of the tougher decisions that any head coach has to make. He pulled his starting quarterback, you know, on one that was on his fifth-year option and had been a former number one draft pick, you know, here with the Titans, to replace him with Ryan Tannehill. And he made that move, and this football team grabbed a hold of that move. It was a bold move, and then the Titans started to play like a bold football team. And from that point on, after that Denver game, they really started rolling. They got the running game rolling. Arthur Smith, as a first-year offensive coordinator, Zach, did a tremendous job of mixing his veterans and his rookies in. Derrick Henry, you know, once we got Taylor Lewan back from that four-game suspension, he and Roger Saffold got solidified on the left side of that offensive line. And that run towards the end of the year, you know, we had put ourselves in such a hole with that early record that every game was like a playoff game for about five games going into the end of the season. So it was really a lot of fun. And those two playoff wins, at New England and at Baltimore, those were really special.
Is there any concern with the success and the unexpected success that they had last year that maybe some complacency will settle in here?
Not at all, Zach. This is a very grounded football team. Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, they're not about a lot of fluff and flash. They're about some real solid principles that go on. They get people in here that really, really like ball. They've got smart football players. And Mike Vrabel, you know, the championships that he won there at New England, his success not only as a player, but then once he got into the coaching profession in this league, he understands the daily grind of it. You know, all the years that I was coaching, you know, when I first started out way back in 1986 with Mike Ditka and the Bears, I mean, I was told real early on in my early coaching career in the league that every day is an interview for coaches and players. And so Mike Vrabel is not going to let them get complacent at all. That's a word that won't touch this team one bit, Zach.
Let's get to the next down. All right, Coach Dave McGinnis, when we look at the Titans, you talked about it. Ryan Tannehill came off the bench last year, and he had an impressive season. He was the comeback player of the year in the National Football League. Tell me why you're a believer in Ryan Tannehill and why that was the right move to give him a four-year contract extension.
You know, Zach, you know, vetting him coming out, you know, I've done every draft since 86, and you like the athletic ability, but what you really liked when you started digging on him was his competitive nature. And look, and he's a very cerebral player. You know, he was an 88-game starter at Miami, and really, you know, it could be said that he was starting to have one of his better years when he got hurt. And you know as well as I do, you've been around the National Football League a long time, just like I have. A lot of times, especially for a quarterback in this league, it takes some time seasoning not only to play quarterback, but also to get into the right situation. When he came here and agreed to be a backup and coming here and embrace that backup role wholeheartedly, he endeared himself to this locker room with his approach to it as a backup and also just with his mental approach and his mental toughness. You know, he gave Marcus Mariota full support, but you could tell that there's a real fire that was burning inside of him. And he's not a guy, he doesn't operate, you know, on a real, he's not a real up and down guy. He really isn't. Very even keeled, but very, very smart. He's a very nice mix with Arthur Smith, you know, who is also is not a real boisterous guy. Arthur Smith is a real low key guy, but has got really, really nice football intelligence. They're a nice mix. You know, Ryan Tannehill has got the personality. I've been around a lot of quarterbacks in all of my years in this league, and he's got that even-keel personality, but he's a fiery, fiery competitor underneath all of that, and that gives confidence to your football team.
Do you think there was ever a chance they were going to move on from Ryan Tannehill? They were linked to Brady, but that obviously never happened. Even before free agency started, they inked the deal with Ryan Tannehill. Was Brady actually ever seriously in play because of the Vrabel connection?
Well, I think the Vrabel connection was very real, and of course, you know, it clearly had to be a talking point just because of their connection and the fact that Tom Brady, for the first time in his storied career, was going to be a free agent. But Ryan Tannehill pretty well established himself here, and with the contract they were able to get him under, both he and Derrick Henry, I think they made a really good move there for the future.
Let's get to the next down. Coach Dave McGinnis previewing the Tennessee Titans here with us on CBS Sports Radio. When we get to Derrick Henry, he was unbelievable. He's been unbelievable the last two seasons, had a slow start to his career. What's been the difference the last 2 years for Derrick Henry, the Alabama Heisman Trophy winning player?
You know, everybody around here talks about, we went to London to play the Chargers, and he really felt like after that game, he was disappointed in himself. First thing you got to understand about Henry, he's not only a physical talent, this guy's a real competitor. I've been fortunate enough in my career on teams I was coaching to have been around some great, great performers at that running back position. And one thing they all have, you know, is a tremendous inner sense of pride in what they do. And they set real high standards for themselves. I was at the Bears with Peyton. I had Emmitt Smith at the Cardinals, you know, when the Cowboys let him go. I've been around some great ones there. And what here's what he does. Look, things weren't going real well for him. He sought out some advice from some people. You know, and it's been well documented here that, you know, Eddie George is still very connected to this Tennessee Titans football team. And he sought out Eddie George because, I mean, that's a big back that was a power back for a lot of years, you know, for this franchise. And asked Eddie just, you know, unabashedly, what did he see? He took it to heart what he said. And then plus, he's a worker. He's a worker in the offseason, and he's a worker in practice. I'm at practice every day during the season. I watch him work. And then I think what really helped, too, is they made some additions to that offensive line. And once Taylor Lewan came back from that four-game suspension and the addition of Roger Saffold, outside zone is geared to him because he can make – he's a long-legged runner, but he can make that quick downhill cut. And then the other thing that's beautiful about him is he can not only run over you and through you to move the chains. If he gets out in the open, he can run away from you. And then that stiff arm that he's got, that's deadly.
Yeah, I think Earl Thomas is still having some nightmares about Derrick Henry from that playoff game. With Derrick Henry, he had 303 rushing attempts last year. I know they drafted the running back out of Appalachian State, Evans, in the third round. How many, if they play a full season, which that's still up in the air, how many carries do you look for Henry to have this season?
Well, I think he'll have as many as he needs. I mean, I don't think he's wearing down at all. You know, you got to remember at Alabama, he was trading carries off then. But Darrington Evans that you mentioned out of App State, I'm glad you did, Zach, because this is the guy. Don't get it confused. You know, I vetted him, you know, coming out too in the draft. And when you watch him at App State, first of all, he's a very accomplished outside zone runner. I mean, this is a guy. He's not just a little scat back. He knows how to read the zone, outside zone, when to make the cut. He can stick his foot in the ground, but he's got speed. He's got speed that he can break away with, but he is an excellent, excellent route stem runner out of the backfield. He's going to add a nice dimension to this offense. But look, Derrick Henry, he set out one game last year with a strained hamstring, and they just about had to tie him to the bench to make him miss that game.
Let's get to the final down. When you look at this division, Texans, Colts, Titans, those are the three teams people are talking about. The Jaguars are going to be really bad this year. How do you rank those three teams right now?
Well,
we know where your heart is.
My heart's with the Titans. I mean, I coached here for 8 years with some really good years here, you know, as a linebacker coach and assistant head coach. And then, you know, this is my 12th year here in Nashville. But let's take the Titans out of it since you and I are talking. I really like what the Colts have done because I think Phillip Rivers, the landing spot for him, he's never had an offensive line in front of him like he has now at Indy. They've got a tremendous offensive line. They've got two really good running backs. They added Michael Pittman Jr., you know, they're as a receiver to go along with T.Y. Hilton. I really like what they're doing. And defensively, they are a sneaky, nasty defensive football team. It's always been a battle. All the years I coached here, we were battling Peyton Manning. Then all of a sudden, you know, luck comes along. I think this is a perfect landing spot for Phillip Rivers. Indy is going to be exceptionally, exceptionally tough. But what I don't want anybody to forget, you know, for your listeners is everybody talks about Houston. You know, sometimes they're a little worried about, you know, what the head coach is doing with some of his trade. They've won this division, you know, quite a bit in these last several years. So you can't sleep on any of those teams. You know as well as I do, Zach, anytime you get into divisional play, anything can happen.
With the Texans, what I'm so curious about them, and you alluded to it with their head coach, Bill O'Brien, he's a good coach, but as a GM, man, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'd be scratching my head saying, you got rid of DeAndre Hopkins and you brought in a bunch of players who have been injury prone throughout most of their career. How does, you know, you being a former head coach, Dave McGinnis, when you have someone that you're maybe losing the trust in them or they're losing the trust in you, how do you win that player back?
Well, I'm not in their locker room and I'm not at their facility, so I cannot speak on them losing trust. I do know this. Bill O'Brien's an excellent, excellent football coach. And you bring up the name Deshaun Watson. Let me tell you this. As a longtime defensive coach in the National Football League, as long as you have a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, you've got a chance because he is a difference maker. And he's not, you know, and don't get it mixed up that he's just a guy that's going to get back there and stick his foot in the ground and then take off running when that first read's not there. This guy's an accomplished, accomplished quarterback. Look, I can't say anything right now, and I would not say anything bad about Houston because they're the division champs here for several years running. For you to be able to say anything about the Texans, if you're in the AFC South, you better beat them first and make them quit being the AFC South champion.
Dave McGinnis, you always hit score a touchdown when you're on with us. Let me have you kick the extra point here. This is a season like we've never seen. Yes, you're trying to win football games, but you're also managing the health and safety of your players as well. If you were coaching, how would you process all this right now?
Well, I mean, you have to first of all rely upon your medical people. And of course, when all of this hit, I talked to all of my friends around the league. I know a lot of people, and you know, from the league office on down in this league, and everybody was really taking it one step at a time. The thing I'm proud that the league has done, they have stayed on track, they stayed on course. When you see the preparations that these teams have made individually at their places as far as with this pandemic, it's incredible the things that they've done. The thing that you have to do, though, as a head coach, the first thing I would have talked to my guys once I got them back in person off of Zoom was talk to them about the discipline and the fact that you are accountable to everybody else. Because now it's not only you're not only accountable on the field, you're accountable off the field too. Because don't let some selfish thing that you do individually affect everybody else to a degree that none of us have ever seen before. I would talk to them about discipline and accountability to one another very, very early on and continue to push that point home because we all have a common opponent this year, and that's the COVID-19. We've got to beat that weekly.
Coach Dave McGinnis, I could talk football with you all day. Really do appreciate you giving us a little preview on Tennessee. And good luck, good health to you and your family.
Zach, same to you. Thanks, brother. Always great talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.